Last week, the Bureau of the Census released some early results of the 2000 count of the American population. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore takes a look beyond the numbers.
What we know first from the year 2000 census, because of redistricting requirements, is the effect of demographic changes on congressional representation. The population shift to the sunny climes continues, and Texas, Florida, Georgia, and Arizona will pick up 2 House seats each, California 1. Fine. But the census reports also tell us of something else important about the state of our nation, especially when compared with recent demographic data from Russia. America's population has increased 13.2% since the 1990 census, which is more than was predicted, and enters the new millennium with a record total of 281,421,906. By contrast, the Russian State Statistics Committee reports that the Russian population has been declining by about 750,000 annually since the Soviet collapse in 1991, bringing Russia's population down to 145 million, which means that this vast expanse of territory has not much more than half the population of the United States. Russia's population is expected to shrink another 11 million in the next 15 years, and that would move Russia from the 7th most populated country in the world to the 14th. Why? Economic depression and declining health. In the last decade, Russian life expectancy has dropped 3 years to 66 years. The state health care system is in a state of disintegration. Infectious diseases, diphtheria, dysentery, cholera, HIV are on the rise. There are national security implications for Russia. 1 in 3 draftees is rejected for health reasons. 15 years ago, that was 1 in 20. In our countries, as the National Center for Health Statistics, life expectancy in 1998 was 76.7 years, up from 74.9 in 10 years. That is to say that an American can expect to live 10 years longer than a Russian. The oldest of the 79 million baby boomers have reached the age of 54 and can count on an active life for years to come. I'll admit that health and demographic comparisons with Russia are a lot more satisfying than comparisons with West European countries. But then, they don't call themselves superpowers. This is Daniel Shore.